Rehoboam that made wrong choices. The 2 Chronicles, chapter 10, verses 6 to 14. Let us turn to the book of the 2 Chronicles, chapter 10, verses 6 to 14. Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who had served his father Solomon during his lifetime. "How would you advise me to answer these people?" he asked. They replied, "If you will be kind to these people and please them and give them a favorable answer, they will always be your servants." But Rehoboam rejected the advice the elders gave him and consulted the young men who had grown up with him and were serving him. He asked them, "What is your advice? How should we answer these people who say to me, 'Lighten the yoke your father put on us'?" The young men who had grown up with him replied, "Tell the people who have said to you, 'Your father put a heavy yoke on us,' but make our yoke lighter. Tell them, 'My little finger is thicker than my father's waist. My father laid on you a heavy yoke, I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips, I will scourge you with scorpions.'" 3 days later Jeroboam and all the people returned to Rehoboam, as the king had said, "Come back to me in 3 days." The king answered them harshly. Rejecting the advice of the elders, he followed the advice of the young men and said, "My father made your yoke heavy, I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips, I will scourge you with scorpions." Making a choice is a freedom. But we need to be responsible for the result of the choice we make. Whenever we need to make a choice, our standard in making a choice needs to be clear. A choice of marriage, a choice of career, a choice of religion, all of these change our destiny. From a very tiny thing to a very big thing, we should not forget that things get determined through choices we make. As we live our lives, when we are placed in a position to make choices, we need to make right choices. Things to do and things that we should not do, places to go and places that we should not go to, and about the good and the evil, we are required to make right choices. Adam chose the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and because of this, all the blessings of the Garden of Eden were taken away. King Ahab chose the foreign woman called Jezebel, and this caused him to be ruined, but not only that, he ruined the destiny of the nation as well. Lot only thought about complacency and chose a land of Zoar. Later, because of this, he chose the land of Sodom and Gomorrah. These are all the results of making a wrong choice. When I am placed in a position to make a choice, I think of three things. First of all, I think of God first of all and make a choice. When I do this, I get to seek the will of God and I get to pray. Secondly, I try to make a choice followed by my conscience. Conscience is a gift of God to the human beings, and this was given to the human beings only. Thirdly, I make an effort to choose a way to benefit all. As a Christian, we should not make a choice that is good for myself only, but we need to make a way that is good for everybody. Whether it is at a workplace or in a society, when we are given a choice to make, it is important to make right choices. In today's passage, Rehoboam comes up. He is a son of Solomon and a grandson of David. Followed by Solomon, he became a king. But Solomon could not give faith as an inheritance to his children in his end days. In the 2 Chronicles, chapter 12, verse 13, it says, "King Rehoboam established himself firmly in Jerusalem and continued as king. He was 41 years old when he became king, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel in which to put his name. His mother's name was Naamah, she was an Ammonite." Who were Ammonites? These were the people that were against the people of God. Rehoboam was born through the Ammonite woman, which means his root, DNA was against God. Rehoboam did not keep the law of God, and in his own way, he ruled the nation. He got rid of faith, he got rid of the wisdom of God. He became the unfortunate king that caused a division of the unified kingdom. We can see that Solomon could not inherit good faith. As we see Rehoboam, we can learn how important, as parents live by faith, being able to inherit faith as an inheritance onto children is. Rehoboam, a son of Solomon, made wrong choices. Let us look at verses 6 to 9. It says, "Then King Rehoboam consulted the elders who had served his father Solomon during his lifetime. 'How would you advise me to answer these people?' he asked. They replied, 'If you will be kind to these people and please them and give them a favorable answer, They will always be your servants. But Rehoboam rejected the advice the elders gave him and consulted the young men who had grown up with him and were serving him. He asked them, "What is your advice? How should we answer these people who say to me, 'Lighten the yoke your father put on us'?" He abandoned the teachings of the elder people. Have a look at verses 7 to 8. They replied, "If you will be kind to these people and please them and give them a favorable answer, they will always be your servants." But Rehoboam rejected the advice the elders gave him and consulted the young men who had grown up with him and were serving him. When the nation was struggling, since the time of Solomon, there were older advisors that people used to listen to. But Rehoboam abandoned experience and words of wisdom of these elder advisors. He listened to the words of the young servants that grew up together with him, and the nation began to divide. Elders told the king, "People are very exhausted." They replied, "If you will be kind to these people and please them and give them a favorable answer, they will always be your servants." But verse 8 says, "But Rehoboam rejected the advice the elders gave him and consulted the young men who had grown up with him and were serving him." Instead, Rehoboam listened to the words of the young servants that were his friends and set policies up. "My father laid on you a heavy yoke, I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips, I will scourge you with scorpions." They advised Rehoboam to rule the nation with scorpions. They flattered Rehoboam. Eventually, Rehoboam rejected advices of the elders and listened to the words of young servants. He controlled the nation with suppressive policy, and the nation as a result was divided into two nations, south and north. This is something that is being applicable to us this time as well. Whether it is in a home setting or a church, we should not ignore the words of wisdom of adults. We need to learn the wisdom of adults. At home, parents have a long experience of living life, and at home, we need to know that words that the elders and elderesses say have wisdom that is like priming water that is drawn up from deep spirituality. But, son of Solomon, Rehoboam has been said that he ignored advices and wisdom that he was given from his grandfather David and elder advisors of his father Solomon's time that made the nation strong. This initiated the United Kingdom to fall apart, and this became a beginning of misfortune which led a nation into two parts, the South and the North. A nation as well needs to be attentive to the words of elder advisors. The more difficult time it is like these days, leaders need to be attentive to the experiences of elder advisors that lived the turbulent history and words of wisdom. But Rehoboam listened to the wrong advices of young servants. Let us read verse 11. It says, "My father laid on you a heavy yoke, I will make it even heavier. My father scourged you with whips, I will scourge you with scorpions." Compared to the time of my father, Solomon, I will make a yoke even heavier. At the time of Solomon, my father scourged you with whips, but I will scourge you with scorpions. He made a wrong consultation. Scourging with scorpions refers to the steel whip with thorns on it. Rehoboam rejected the words of elder advisors that made the nation strong at the time of his father Solomon and listened to the words of young servants that he grew up with. The nation was divided into two as a result. This is a mirror of history. I think a crisis of this time is like this. People do not listen to the words of adults. People consider adults as a has-been of history. They do not listen to the advices of adults. But, we should not forget that prosperity that we enjoy these days is a result of a hard work that our adults have accomplished because of their toil, sweat, blood and tears. Go overseas and see. We can really feel how powerful the national power is. It is the same in the churches of Korea. In the world of pastors, pastors do not listen to the senior pastors. But, although our elder senior pastor sermons are unsophisticated, they had tears, they had knees of prayer, they had power of the blood of Jesus. The growth of churches in Korea today has been set up based on this foundation. At church as well, young people need to be able to listen to the advices of elders, elderesses, deacons that are prayer warriors and are spiritually well experienced. Adults need to be able to encourage our young generations and advise them about the vision of the future. We need to be conscious about building the next generations. King Rehoboam made a wrong choice by ignoring the advices of elder advisors. And this wrong choice caused him to be unfortunate for life. King Rehoboam lost the blessings that he received. Let us read chapter 12, verses 1 to 2 together. It says, after Rehoboam's position as king was established and he had become strong, he and all Israel with him abandoned the law of the Lord. Because they had been unfaithful to the Lord, Shishak king of Egypt attacked Jerusalem in the fifth year of King Rehoboam. Because of faith of David, who was his grandfather, and wisdom of Solomon, who was his father, Rehoboam received an enormous amount of blessings. This is an inheritance of faith. But Rehoboam could not keep this, but he got all of these taken away from him. It is important to receive blessings, but keeping the blessings received is more important. It is important to catch fish, but not losing the fish caught is more important. It is important to give birth to children, but nurturing them is more important. It is like this. There were two reasons of Rehoboam losing his blessings. First of all, he abandoned the laws of Jehovah, as in verse 1. Chapter 12, verse 1 says, after Rehoboam's position as king was established and he had become strong, he and all Israel with him abandoned the law of the Lord. He and all Israel with him abandoned the law of the Lord. This means they abandoned God. As the nation became more solid and stronger in power, Rehoboam abandoned the law of the Lord. If the nation became more solid and stronger in power, then the nation should have depended more greatly on God, but they abandoned the law of God. If someone received blessings, we expect this person to serve better, but in fact, this does not apply in real life. Oftentimes, a person that used to serve well when this person was ill, gets distant from God when this person gets healthier. Oftentimes, a person that was strong in faith in a disadvantaged condition, as this person has more material things, gets weaker in faith and becomes worldlier. Chapter 12, verse 1 says like this. After Rehoboam's position as king was established and he had become strong, he and all Israel with him abandoned the law of the Lord. What is scarier is this. It says, after Rehoboam became a king, he and all Israel with him abandoned the law of the Lord. It says the people went after the leader. The role of a leader is this important. As leader had a downfall, people, without a careful thought, followed the leader. In any organization, people need to have a good leader. We always need to pray for our leader. Also, the reason of losing the blessings was this. Verse 2 says, because they had been unfaithful to the Lord, Shishak king of Egypt attacked Jerusalem in the fifth year of King Rehoboam. Although we might not be sinners before people, we need to discover that we are committing crimes before God. This is a spiritual life. In front of people, people could seem holy and spiritual. We can deceive people. But we cannot deceive the eyes of God. Believers need to live lives before God at all times. When Rehoboam committed sins against Jehovah, he lost all the Judean cities that were very solid, and Shishak king of Egypt attacked Jerusalem in the fifth year of King Rehoboam. Jerusalem used to be at peace. Was this a coincidence? No, it was not a coincidence. Have a look at the latter part of chapter 12, verse 5. It says, this is what the Lord says, you have abandoned me, therefore, I now abandon you to Shishak. It is a result of them committing sins against God and abandoning the law of God. Events that come up in the Bible do not have results without a cause. At the time of King Ahab, the door of the sky was shut for 3 years and 6 months. This was not a mere coincidence. God closed it. At the time of Noah, flood was not a coincidence. It was because at the time sin was prevalent. Storms that Jonah faced were not a coincidence. He disobeyed the words of God and he met these waves. When we encounter problems, as wise people, we need to realize about the root cause. As believers, when we encounter problems, we should not blame or be disappointed, but we should kneel down before God and look for solutions. This is such a person that belongs to Spirit. Foolishness of Rehoboam was that he abandoned the faith that he received from his grandfather David and father Solomon. He sinned against God and he could not keep the blessings that he received. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that you will see things with a mirror of history, so that your faith, your family and our people would not be like this. Misfortune of Rehoboam was that he was a king that divided the nation. Chapter 12, verses 14 to 15 says like this. He did evil because he had not set his heart on seeking the Lord. As for the events of Rehoboam's reign, from beginning to end, are they not written in the records of Shemaiah the prophet and of Iddo the seer that deal with genealogies? There was continual warfare between Rehoboam and Jeroboam. He did evil and he had not set his heart on seeking the Lord. Let us read verse 14. It says, "He did evil because he had not set his heart on seeking the Lord." Rehoboam's heart was ill. The most important thing in a person is a heart. A heart controls thoughts and thoughts control behavior. A result shown in behavior has its roots in its heart. A heart is a house of God where we invite God and worship the Lord and invite the Holy Spirit. But Rehoboam did not set his heart on God. In other words, his heart was apart from God. If a heart leaves from God, then naturally it would face the world. While the heart is facing the world, Satan scarily attacks us. Where does your heart face towards? It needs to face towards God. When the heart is facing God, we would have wisdom, have peace, and ways would be wide open. Like Daniel, towards Jerusalem, we need to open the window of heart. But a heart of Rehoboam was away from God. Since this time, Rehoboam did evil. Verse 14 says like this. He did evil because he had not set his heart on seeking the Lord. His heart was not on seeking the Lord, so he could not help but he naturally committed evil. Evil is the most hated sin by God. Evil blocks the communion with God. Individuals, society, and the nation as well, if we commit evil, God would abandon us. At the time of Rehoboam that used to commit evil, battles did not stop. The latter part of chapter 12, verse 15 says like this. There was continual warfare between Rehoboam and Jeroboam. A saying that there was continual warfare between Rehoboam and Jeroboam means that there was an argument always. In other words, the nation did not have peace. If we do not set our hearts towards God solidly, we would have worries, anxiety and fear always. Spiritually as well, battles would not stop always. This is not a coincidence. Are your hearts complicated? Are your families complicated? Is there no peace in your life? First of all, examine your relationship with God. Set your heart on God. When the relationship with God is blocked, a life of a believer would have more arguments and it would have complicated issues continuously. My dear family in Christ, I hope you will see the story of Rehoboam and examine it as a mirror or history. Rehoboam was a grandson of David and a son of Solomon. He enjoyed an enormous amount of wealth and nobility. But, he did not set his heart on God and did evil. He rejected the wisdom, advices of elder advisors and ran the nation with suppressive policy away from God. At the end, the tragedy took place as the United Kingdom split into the South and the North. History is a mirror. Seeing the mirror and fixing what is wrong is a wisdom. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that our families, churches, our people would have a wisdom of seeing the mirror of history. I pray all these in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.